Immigration authorities have generally avoided enforcement raids at places of worship. That's why 62-year-old Sahida Nadim now lives at First Congregational Church of Kalamazoo. First Congregational says it welcomes Nadim while she fights an order to leave the country. She grew up in Pakistan, but says Kalamazoo is her home now and her son's. Nadim's daughter died in a car crash in 2016. On Monday, Nadim spoke of a need to stay close to her daughter's grave.
I have a grave place also keeping there with my daughter. I want to bury there, actually.
Nadim's lawyer says she has not been accused of a crime. Her son has protected status until next year under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. I'm Sevilla Mann.